وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we were talking about one of the qualities of human being, which is patience, and how it is necessary for the righteous deed, which in turn is necessary for the perfection of mankind. And we talked about different situations and occasions in which we need to have patience and the rewards and consequences of patience. Now we want to talk about another element necessary for the perfection, which is tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is a unique Islamic teaching about the kind of relationship that we can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, around 70 times it has been mentioned. I mean, different derivatives of tawakkul have been mentioned. And that this is necessary for al-amal as-salih. In most occasions, when we want to perform righteous deeds, we need to have tawakkul. Also, about patience, that is true. Sometimes, in order to be patient, you need to have tawakkul. Why? Because generally, patience is more difficult when you don't have knowledge. In the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam, Khidr tells Musa, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. How are you going to be patient about something that you don't know everything? And if you read this story, you see in all occasions that Prophet Musa alayhi salam was impatient. It was because he wouldn't see what Khidr would see. Musa didn't know what Khidr knew about the wisdom behind those reactions and those deeds. And that's why he would protest to Khidr alayhi salam. So when you don't know what falls behind something, what lies behind something, then you're impatient. In situations like this, what we need to replace with that knowledge is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are in a situation that, yes, we don't know exactly how it is going to be resolved, but at the same time, we have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will help us to show patience. Like there is the line in Munajat Sha'baniya, it says, oh Allah, I am sure, the one who brought me from the time that I was an infant, from the time that I was nothing, and then you brought me up, I was an infant, and you brought me up. The whole journey that I had with you through all these years, you didn't show me anything that was bad or horrible. And I'm sure the one who brought me through this journey up until now, I'm sure he will take me to the journey for the rest and after the death and all the things that I'm going to experience and go through. I have trust in you in all of this because you have helped me. And the Imam starts counting in Dua Arafah as well, starts counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brings in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we want to do something, we need to have tawakkul in many occasions because it's difficult. Righteous deeds are most of the time difficult. Sometimes you're alone in doing something and sometimes you don't know what lies next, what comes next. So you need to have that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you take the first step and take the initiative and do it. We will have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity. We're talking about tawakkul, the concept of tawakkul in Islam. Some people misunderstand tawakkul with laziness. We should say this as well before we start the discussion verses of the Holy Quran. They think that, and it was from the time of the Prophet, they think tawakkul means that you don't do anything and then wait for something to happen. For example, the person said, I don't work and I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is Raziq and or Razzaq, that He gives my sustenance, and so I wait in the house sleeping for the sustenance for the rest to come to me. And the Prophet said, no, this is not tawakkul, this is laziness. We should be reliant, we should rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time do something. Tawakkul is actually something that motivates us to do something. Tawakkul tells you, take a step forward and don't be afraid of the things that might happen out of your control. You see, things that we do, if you start a project, I don't know, a business or anything, there are parts that you can do, it's your share, but there are parts that are out of your control. So tawakkul says, do not cancel off a project because the parts that are out of your control. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that you start your part, you do your part. And then, if anything happened, first of all, trust in Allah in the best possible way, husnul dhanna billah, meaning that think positively about the plan that Allah has for you. If you think positively, there is a hadith Qudsi that says, ana 'inda dhanna 'abdi al-mu'min. I am the way that my servant think about me. If he thinks positively about me, then I will be positive. So, first of all, about your part, don't be lazy. Say, okay, I don't do my part. No, do the part that is for you. And then for the other parts that are out of your control, for example, for your business to grow, you need many other things that are not under your control. But then you trust Allah in that. And if anything good happened, then, well, alhamdulillah. If something happened that stopped you, know that this is something not in total against you. That this is something that there might be some reason for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not against you. If something happens in your life that is contrary to your first and initial will, maybe this is for the best. Maybe no, for sure, you have to have such a belief. Some people don't even give it the possibility. Maybe, no, there is no maybe for them. For sure, it was something against their benefit. No, at least it starts with having the probability and then the belief that this is for the best. Everything happens for a reason. And this is tawakkul, not the laziness covered up as tawakkul, labeled as tawakkul, which is not tawakkul. Doing things, following the projects and initiatives and process seriously, but not losing the hope along the way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with tawakkul and to strengthen us in the decisions that we make. And thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, keep me in your du'as until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله